top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I am Richie Ferrell.
Happens.
Look. Here are the headlines. Kingdom Connection host Pastor Randy Rodney suggests any economic forum aiming to educate the Dominican people and guide the way forward will benefit Dominica. Antiguans protest a hotel trying to privatize a beach, while four police officers who were present insisted that they were simply conducting a beach patrol to safeguard against pickpockets and other wrongdoings.
When it
and
where
BBC's Southeast Asia correspondent Jonathan Head was on board a Philippines Coast Guard ship in disputed waters in the South China Sea as it was targeted by Chinese vessels and hit by Chinese water cannon. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Details coming up.
As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.
You've been putting off. Do it today with a loan of up to $20,000 from Quartz Ready Cash. No collateral needed. Flexible payment terms and fast approval. All you need is your ID, proof of address, job letter, payslip, and two references. Visit your nearest Quartz or Ready Cash location today or apply online at Quartz.com. Why wait? Get it done today at Quartz Ready Cash. We are ready when you are.
Conditions apply.
And welcome back. Host of Q95's Kingdom Connection program, Pastor Randy Rodney, has commented on the upcoming Economic Revival Summit organized by the United Workers' Party in partnership with the Electoral Reform Coalition. He believes that any economic forum aiming to raise awareness about societal issues or educate the Dominican people on the way forward would be beneficial for the country. Pastor Randy Rodney emphasizes the importance of objectivity in such forums, focusing on what needs to happen and considering logistical factors.
I've heard leader of the opposition, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, announce a forum, an economic forum that will take place hopefully next month, I think the date is. And the announcement says, or his announcement says, that the forum is a collaboration between the United Workers' Party and some other interests. It's called the Dominica Economic Revival Summit, scheduled to take place on June 4th to 6th at Jungle Bay. Now, here's the position from Kingdom Connection. Any economic forum that proposes to open up people's eyes as to what's happening, that proposes to educate us as to what should happen, and hopefully inform the way forward, should be good for our country. Any economic forum done without a heavy partisan bias, let me add that, it must be done objectively in terms of what should happen, and from a pragmatic perspective, as to who are the presenters, as to where the forum is held, as to the final objective of the forum, are all matters of management and leadership.
Pastor Rodney has examined the management and leadership aspects of planning specific activities, highlighting that various factors determine the audience's engagement. He emphasized that hosting events in areas inaccessible to the average person would create an imbalance.
And I want all of you to hear me very well. They are all matters of management and leadership. And in management and leadership, I am told that you decide on what your objectives would be, who you will reach, what is the purpose, and that will determine where you have the thing, because depending on where you have it, let us suppose your purpose is to reach the plebs, put it that way, those who cannot afford to buy sardine. And you have the forum somewhere where they can't afford the snack, then it means that you are imbalanced. Your objective versus your place is imbalanced. If on the other hand, it is for those who are able to do that, and then eventually you will now trickle down the information to everybody else, probably that's the objective, then, you know, you look at that. And then you look at what is the best fit for everybody. One of the things that I used to do when I was JAC secretary is when we decide on something, my job, I felt, was to look at it and provide JAC with the best fit. Should we do this? How do we do this? Yes, we are going to do this, but what is the purpose? And we decide who's going to talk and who's going to sing and who's going to do that, based on the purpose and where we're going to have it. And so I love to do that.
And that was host of the Kingdom Connection program, Pastor Randy Rodney. 23-year-old Shalika Vidal of Salisbury was officially sworn in on Monday as the new senator representing the parliamentary opposition. In an interview with state-owned radio, Vidal expressed her commitment to contributing to her community and country through her new role. She expressed confidence in the parliamentary opposition and in herself as she embarks upon this journey in the country's parliament.
Well, it was just one of my contributions as a young person from the nature I love, Caribbean and Dominica. I've always been a community-oriented young woman, so I decided to take on the task. No, here I am. I have confidence in my team, that's for sure, and thus I have confidence in myself that we will do what we have to do. Well, some of the things that I would like to speak on is the issues involving the youth, since I am a youth myself. So in that, I will conduct my research, understand the consensus as relates to the youth, and bring forth a relevant presentation.
Newly appointed senator to the parliamentary opposition, Shalika Vidal. Tourism Minister Denise Charles Pemberton highlights the alignment of the theme, Your Protection or Mission, for the 2024 Caribbean Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors Congress with the government's enduring policies. These policies aim to enhance safety and social welfare for Dominican citizens, bolstering their economic security. Minister Pemberton underscores the urgency of this mission, particularly in the aftermath of consecutive natural disasters that have significantly impacted the country's economy. The government's focus on protecting lives and building resilience is emphasized against this backdrop.
The theme for your Congress, Your Protection, Our Mission, echoes the long-standing policy of this government to protect the well-being of our citizens through measures designed to increase their safety, as well as social welfare programs to enhance their economic security. Against the background of successive major disasters which have adversely impacted our economy, our mandate to protect lives and build resilience is even more pressing. The past years have proven that climate change is at the core of the threats to the sustainable livelihoods of our citizens. To combat the environmental, social, and economic challenges, this government has accepted that we require plans and actions which involve sustainability, resiliency, and economic diversity. Every sector of the economy, therefore, including health, tourism, infrastructure, agriculture, renewable energy, and small business, is being restructured to achieve sustainable development in Dominica. We have bolstered our healthcare system by constructing state-of-the-art hospitals and then wellness centers across the island. Our continued campaign against non-communicable diseases and other illnesses. These governments stand strong for the fight against NCDs.
Mrs. Charles Pemberton reiterated the government's promise to provide accessible and affordable healthcare tailored to citizens' needs across villages. Additionally, the government has enhanced its building code and expanded shelter capacity by constructing resilient homes.
We believe that citizens should have access to affordable health care that mirrors their need from village to village. We have also strengthened our building codes, improved our country's expansive network of roads and bridges, and enhanced shelter capacity through the construction of hundreds of climate-resilient homes. In this way, we are strengthening our response and recovery capacity and fortifying our country against future environmental threats. You and I know the dangers to small island states like ours are ever-present and intensifying. Indeed, across our Caribbean region, we are all exposed to the slings and arrows of misfortune. We must therefore consider continuous risk reduction measures and improvements to our national infrastructure to combat the adverse financial effects on lives and property.
That was Tourism Minister Denise Charles Pemberton. This is Q95 News. For some time, some citizens have expressed frustration over the delay in processing certain transfer transactions at the Registry Division. Registrar of Titles, Ms. Vincia Auguste Francois, revealed the reasons for these delays and clarified the differences between direct transfers and part transfer processes.
Allow me to distinguish between direct transfers and part transfers, which may help you understand why a particular transaction will take a longer period of time to process. A direct transfer refers to, for example, if I am the owner of a portion of land containing 1 acre and I decide to sell you that entire portion, that is referred to as a direct transfer. A part transfer is where, for example, I own 2 acres of land and I decide to sell you 1 acre. That is a part transfer. So in addition to your survey plans and valuation report, your surveyor must attend at the land registry to conduct what we refer to as hatching off. Some of you may know that we issue certificates of titles in duplicates. It means that whenever we issue a new certificate of title to an owner, we retain a copy for ourselves. So we give you one and we keep one in our vault. Therefore, whenever landowners sell parts of their lands, the surveyor must come to the registry to mark off on both titles the part or portion that was sold. In some cases, that aspect of the process can take some time, as it is dependent on when the surveyor comes to the land registry to conduct the hatch-off.
Francois urges citizens to understand the registry division has no control over the hatch-off process.
Please bear in mind that the land registry do not have any control per se with the hatch-off process. We can only impress upon the surveyors to conduct the hatch-off.
Registrar of Titles Ms. Vincia Auguste Francois. Amid rising geopolitical tensions and a deepening north-south divide, the World Economic Forum garnered 1,000 global leaders and experts from government, business, international organizations, and civil society to chart a collective course toward a more stable, sustainable, and inclusive future. The special meeting on global collaboration, growth, and energy for development 2024, held under the patronage of His Royal Highness Prince Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud, Crown Prince and Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, brought together key leaders to exchange perspectives, consider new data, and advance high-impact partnerships. Open quote. We may end up with this decade being remembered as the turbulent 20s or the tepid 20s, and what we actually want is transformational 20s, end quote, said Kristalina Georgieva, managing director of the International Monetary Fund, open quote. Over the next 100 years, leaders must aim for the same degree of wealth as that created over the past 100 years, but with much better distribution of the benefits of growth, end quote, open quote. In a world fraught with uncertainty, the need for dialogue, understanding, and cooperation has never been more important, end quote, said Borge Brende, president of the World Economic Forum, open quote. The special meeting in Saudi Arabia has served as a crucial platform for leaders to come together, confront our shared challenges, and map a path toward a more stable and prosperous future, end quote. The meeting focused on three thematic pillars: inclusive growth, global collaboration, and energy for development. Now in Jamaica, Dr. Donovan Bennett won the general elections of the Jamaica Cricket Association, JCA, and defeated the then-seated president, Wilfred Billy Haven. The JCA general elections took place on April 25, 2024. Dr. Donovan Bennett occupied the position of vice president of the JCA for about 11 years. At the elections, he garnered 67 votes, beating Haven's 30 votes. Well-known national sports commentator Lockhart Sebastian says Haven's loss at the elections shows a direct link of how poor leadership brings about poor quality performance of the Jamaica national cricket team.
getting some information that's coming to hand. Tonight was the Jamaica Cricket Association election, and the incumbent Billy Haven lost badly, 2-1 against his vice president, Dr. Bennett, 67-30. Wow, that's a bad beating. Wow. Jamaica cricket has really been bad. In fact, German Blackwood played test cricket there a few months ago, and the average is he batted 10 innings and scored 95 runs. Imagine that. I mean, that's how badly he did.
National sports commentator Lockhart Sebastian. Today, April 30th, 2024, is the last day for registered farmers to benefit from the Ministry of Agriculture's beneficiary package through the Emergency Agricultural Livelihoods and Climate Resilience Project, EALCRP, also known as the World Bank Project. Communications Officer at the Ministry of Agriculture, Petra Grell Shillingford. She says farmers should check their extension officers if they are not able to come to the project management office or if they aren't able to use the online portal.
The 30th of April, it's the deadline for those people who are doing it via the physical form. We're saying it's 4 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. on that particular day, the 30th of April. If you're doing it on the hybrid system, on the internet, via online portals, we're saying at 11:59 p.m. that it will be the cutoff. And there won't be any more extensions. So because we do know if people are applying for a project, other people would like to know that, you know, it's caught up and we can start rolling for the farmers. Some of them may not have access to the internet or may be not so savvy, as you said. So what we're saying is that we had some forms developed, physical forms, which the extension officer or the secretary in the region can assist with. And this has been happening on a day-to-day basis. But the farmers, all you need, as we keep saying, is a national ID, your passport or your driver's license, your farmer ID, expired or not. We need that. We have information on that that is required. And just a copy of your title, certificate of title, or your land paper.
Communications Officer at the Ministry of Agriculture, Petra Grell Shillingford. Peter Kelsick, owner of Sneaky Pete's, a beach establishment that once stood on Dickinson's Bay before it was demolished, yesterday was part of a protest on the beach in Antigua. The protest was in opposition to Royalton Chic because they reportedly made a deal with Kelsick to demolish his establishment, then reduced the compensation by half because he went to the media for help with their negotiations. The establishment was prematurely torn down without Kelsick seeing a dime. The four police officers who were present insisted they were simply conducting a beach patrol to safeguard against pickpockets and other wrongdoing. However, they never left the site of the new facility being built by that Chic claimed Sneaky Pete's was blocking their view. The turnout, while greatly appreciated by Mr. Kelsick, was admittedly small, therefore ostensibly not requiring a police presence. A few of the protesters shared their view on why they chose to let their voices be heard. Former chief of the DCA, current marketing consultant Sylvester Brown, stated, open quote, "I expected to see crowds this morning, but then I knew that there wouldn't be because I am a marketing specialist and I understand what the government has done to people over the years, bringing people to the sense of fear of expressing how they feel, systematically trying to disempower them or us by making us scared to come out and say, no, you can't do this, Mr. Prime Minister," end quote. The BBC's Southeast Asia correspondent Jonathan Head was on a Philippines Coast Guard ship in disputed waters in the South China Sea as it was targeted by Chinese vessels. The reporter described China blasting water cannon across the bow and being tailed by at least three separate Chinese ships. Nobody on board was injured, but such aggressive confrontations have become more common in these disputed waters over the past year. Both China and the Philippines lay claim to the waters near Scarborough Shoal. The Philippine government under President Marcos Jr. has increased patrols to challenge China's domination in these waters. The Chinese Coast Guard has since said it took necessary measures after the ship intruded.
Well, we've been on board this Philippines ship sailing for several hours towards Scarborough Shoal, being shadowed by these Chinese Coast Guard vessels. This one has just fired its water cannon over the past 20 minutes, blasting the decks. It's smashed up the awning here at the back of this Philippine ship. It was a thunderous sound as it hammered the sides of the ship. It's now stopped. There's another couple of Coast Guard ships behind us. At the moment, we are hemmed in with three Coast Guard ships around us. We are being shadowed. You can see over there one Chinese Coast Guard ship on that side. There are three or four behind us. There are, in fact, so many Chinese ships in this area. So we've seen some very aggressive tactics by these Chinese Coast Guard ships. The one you can see over there was water cannoning us. We were all herded inside when that happened. They also cut very, very close, right across the bow of the ship. We don't know quite what these ships are going to do, but we're waiting to see whether they come for us again.
That's the midday news for this afternoon. Here's the recap for headlines. Kingdom Connection host Pastor Randy Rodney suggests any economic forum aiming to educate the Dominican people and guide the way forward
Q95
will benefit Dominica.
Station Q95.
Antiguans protest a hotel trying to privatize a beach, while four police officers who were present insisted that they were simply conducting a beach patrol as a safeguard against pickpockets and other wrongdoing. And a BBC's Southeast Asia correspondent Jonathan Head was on board a Philippines Coast Guard ship in disputed waters in the South China Sea as it was targeted by Chinese vessels and hit by Chinese water cannon.
Right on.
The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Stay tuned.
Of the hour news as it happens, when it happens.